Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. The road to retirement can be a long one, but if you're in the home stretch, Ann Turgeson reveals how to get the job done in 3 years, coming up on Watching Your Wealth.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, while you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Ann Turgeson is a reporter for Wealth Advisor at WSJ.com, and she's here to give us some steps we should take if we're 3 years away from retirement. Welcome back, Ann.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So let's talk about lifestyle. What should you be considering if you're 3 years out?
Okay, so it's really important. Most people, when they think about planning for retirement, they think about just the money. You know, do I have enough money to retire?
Yeah.
But, you know, the question of do you have enough money is sort of impossible to answer unless you know what you want to do with your time. So the lifestyle thing is very important to plan. You know, for example, you might be thinking about relocating, but rather than think about it in the abstract or just, you know, look online, it's kind of important to start testing these things out. So, you know, you might want to take a vacation in a location that you're thinking about moving to. It's also important to do some research, and there's some really good websites out there, like, for example, relocationessentials.com and neighborhoodscout.com, where you can look up some of the statistics about areas that you're interested in moving to.
That's really helpful.
Yeah, amenities and crime rates and things that can tell you more about the communities that you're going to be living in.
Didn't they also say, you know, don't just visit it for a vacation where you're thinking of moving? Maybe go in different seasons, spend like a week here and a week there in the winter and in the summer just to see if you like it in all the temperatures.
Yeah. And I think if you can telecommute and you can do a longer term rental just to really try out what it's like
that's
to live there
idea.
As opposed to vacation, which is always fun, that's, you know, that's another thing that you might be able to do.
And volunteering is also something that people often talk about in retirement.
Exactly. So rather than just sort of wait until you leave your job and then you have this, you know, sort of days and days of time on your hands, and it's better to try things out ahead of time and see, you know, will I really like this? Because the last thing you want to do is leave your job, find out that, no, in fact, you know, the plan I had isn't really workable. So there are a lot of different organizations like Hands On Network and Volunteer Match. One I really like is Encore.org. And they can kind of, through those organizations, you can often find, you know, good volunteer jobs, and you can see whether you like them or not.
And opportunities, right, to see if you fit in or not. If the organization is looking for your skills, I know a lot of people retire and say, oh, I'm going to bring all my business skills to this charity. The charity may not be looking for what you have to offer. So it's mm-hmm. good to network and do your research before you sort of offer yourself out there in a broad way, from what I've heard. What if you want to start your business?
So the rates of entrepreneurialism among older Americans have been really high. And so a lot of people really do want to do this. And there are, again, you know, don't just quit one job and sort of start with a blank sheet of paper. You really want to be sort of at least have a solid plan in place before you walk out on your paycheck. So there are ways that you can, local community colleges sometimes, but also an organization called SCORE, which is a nonprofit. It pairs experts with people who really want to join those fields. It helps you come up with a business plan. You know, it really helps you with a lot of the steps that you have to take.
Those are good resources as well. Now, when we think about finances, we're 3 years out. Is this all about Social Security, planning Social Security?
Yeah, it's really important to plan Social Security ahead of time, especially for couples. There's strategies, fewer strategies now than there were because the government closed a few of them, but there still are strategies that couples should bear in mind. And, you know, a lot of it's about longevity and how long you're going to live. But when you're part of a couple, it's really important to be thinking about how long the survivor's going to live. So, you know, you may say to yourself, oh, I should claim at 62 because I'm not in great health and I may not be around for long. But if your spouse is likely to be around for a long time, you've got to think about how to maximize the benefits for your spouse.
That's a really good point. Any resources for figuring that out?
Yeah. I mean, there's been a boom in resources for doing this. And there's everything from, you know, free calculators, like one that I like is called SS Analyze. That's a free one. But there's a couple of very good, very low-cost services that can help you and provide sort of more hand-holding, examples being SocialSecuritySolutions.com, MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com, and they can help you come up with a good strategy to maximize your benefits.
Now, speaking of health care, that's often the cost of health care is more than people anticipate when they retire. So is there anything they can be doing now to mitigate that later?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important that before you turn 65, just get educated on Medicare. Medicare, of course, is not that simple, but it's also not free. People think Medicare is free. It's true that Part A, which covers hospitalization, is free, but Part B, which covers your doctor's visits, is not free. There's a monthly premium attached to that of $121. So it's really important to get educated about what Medicare does and does not pay for so you can plan out your healthcare-related spending in retirement. Medicare, for example, often covers about 80% of expenses, Part B does. So, you know, you may have to buy a supplementary health insurance policy, or there's an alternative for people who want sort of an all-in-one solution, which is called Medicare Advantage, which is a private policy that kind of replaces Medicare. So it's important to understand all those options. It's also important to understand if you're going to work beyond 65, you've got to understand the rules for transitioning to Medicare. Some people who get caught in those rules end up having coverage gaps, which can be difficult.
I'm sure. A lot of information to digest and to think about. So it seems like it's a good idea to start this as early as possible. Start learning before retirement as early as possible.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for joining us, Anne.
You're welcome.